somehow, quote, the UFC champion Conor McGregor, surprise, surprise, motherfuckers, I'm back. Hey, how you guys doing? This is another episode of the podcast. What I'm trying to say is I'm back in the trucking business after a three-day abstinence because I don't know if you listened to the last podcast, which if you listen to this, you probably have listened to the previous one because I don't gain any listeners. This is a thing that happens to me. I've been listened to the same half a person that's been listening since the beginning. I should really promote my my podcast to what are those places called where the old people go to die? I forgot. Nursing homes. Yeah. I think it might help soothe the agony of Alzheimer's by just saying all the horrible things that you can't remember anymore, or it just drive you so insane that you take your own life. Assisting suicide tool could be this podcast, could be. People listen to it and go, what the hell is he talking about? And just jump off a window or something. I don't know. I know that's an abstract thing to start the podcast with, but I thought about it off the top of my head, and this is what I've been doing. So this podcast is not going to get any better in future. You know, some people start a project and they learn gradually how to do it better and better, and their product improves with time, but this is not happening to me. I still don't prepare before every episode. I still speak the English language, which is my second language, which means that I'm not very good at it. I still sound like a type of guy who throws women in the back of a van with no windows. I was trying to clear that accent, but unfortunately still exists. So I mean, I don't do it, I just sound like the type of guy, you know. I want to make sure you guys know I don't need hatred. I'm not Donald Trump. I don't grab pussies with no invitation, which is interesting. I veered off of my original point, but I'm going to get back to it. Isn't that interesting how Donald Trump, probably you've heard, he got some tape of his when he was about to get interviewed by some douchebag for some TV show, and they were just chit-chatting when the cameras weren't rolling, but the mics were hot. So they recorded them, and Donald Trump was explaining how he wanted to fuck some lady who was married and took a furniture shopping, which I feel is hilarious. This is brilliant, you know. If you think you're a big deal, take girls to have coffee or grab a bite. This guy is buying you couches and shit. That's some baller. You know what, if you take me furniture shopping, if you buy me furniture for my apartment, I might suck that dick myself. I don't know. Haven't been offered. Yeah, you say sometimes, I'll never do this, I'll never do that. But you say that because it's a really distant possibility. But if someone jumps and offers you to buy you furniture for your entire apartment, high-end furniture, whatever you want, just gotta suck that dick. Would you do it? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's all about if you can process the shame afterwards. You know, I'm sure physically you'll feel fine right after you're done, you know? You know, wash your teeth, whatever you do, doesn't matter, you know? Your apartment is sparkling now with mahogany and and leather from real cows and all that stuff. Huh? You gotta suck one dick. I mean, I don't know. I might do it. I haven't been offered. If someone comes around, I don't know. Jesus. But what was funny to me was how everyone got mad at Donald Trump. Like, this was the one shocking thing that he said. Really, he started his campaign offending minorities, other people's religions, and just instill hatred in white middle class Americans. But he now said something about that he was gonna fuck some lady and people freaked out. I mean, didn't you kinda assume that's how he is? Yeah, he's an old billionaire asshole. What did you think? He had some progressive views on feminism? No. And it is his fault, but it's he was raised rich. When you were raised rich, you live in a totally different world. You don't think that someone might say no to you, because no one ever does. So of course he goes, I want to fuck that woman. I go, and fuck her, what's the big deal? That's the mindset of these people. This guy ran a beauty pageant. You think he never fucked like 50% of all the chicks who ever were enrolled in that competition? You think he just, oh, hi, nice to meet you? No, they sucked his dick. Yeah. So what's the shock about? Yeah, of course he's a pig. Yeah. You needed like a year to realize that with some shady audio tape that was, you know, released without his consent, which is, consent is a funny word in that context to be used. But yeah, I mean, the guy's a douche. What the fuck do you want from him? Yeah, he went so far and you go, oh no, that could be a mistake. Oh, you think? Fuck you. Yeah, I don't know. If you're a woman and you're voting for Trump and you go, ah, well, I agree with all the hatred towards minorities and Muslims, and we believe him about the ridiculous proposals that he has, but you know, he kind of crossed the line with me when he tried to have sex with that lady who was married. That's not the Christian values that I was raised with. So I don't know, Mr. Trump, I might turn around and vote for Hillary Clinton, because that's not something I feel comfortable with. Well, fuck, you're a douche, woman, huh? How about that? Everyone accepts shitty things if they're not about them. You know? As soon as the things are about them, they get upset. You know? Even the most spiteful asshole, you can hate everyone, but once someone has said something hateful about you, you go, hey man, this is not right. So, now you gotta suffer the consequences now. Yeah, you're letting this douchebag go that far in the race. I don't really care who wins, but fuck it. What was my original idea? Oh yeah, I'm back in trucking. Yeah, sorry it took 10 minutes to finally finish that thought. It's, I was rambling in the last podcast, is I'm gonna quit trucking. I was about to call my boss to tell him, hey man, I want to try another job. And I did all that. I did all that, and I started the new job, which is has a misleading title. You know, it sounds fancier than it is, and most jobs do have that. I was going to be an energy broker, which sounds cool, but... And the job was presented to me as cool when I was interviewed. And also when I was offered the job, they told me it's great. I asked them, hey, am I going to be calling people all day and bothering them to let them, you know, to make them sign with us and all that stuff? And they said, no. We meet with our clients in person. You sit down and shake hands and You explain to them, do a little presentation of what we do, and then they sign a contract. And you sign 4 contracts a day. That's great. You make good money. You can make $1,500 a week easily. And I went, oh, that sounds great. I like talking to people. I like the idea of wearing a suit and tie and shaking hands and doing presentations and making money. Doesn't that sound cool to you too? It is. But it isn't. Because here's what's going on. Everyone is using the same tactics of deceiving and manipulating people in order for them to do what they want you to do. And I was tricked, I'm going to admit that. And the whole job turned out not to be at all what the manager had explained to me. And I mean, I don't know who to blame. I think it's my fault for not being more, for not pressing him more for more information. I kind of let him do his presentation on me, and I kind of agreed to do what he wanted me to do. And after 2 days, I was in training. I was shadowing a guy who works there, who, cool guy, you know, well, we had fun. But the whole job, it turned out to be not as fancy or as cool as I thought. It, you essentially get in your car and drive to some suburb. They give you a map of an area, and you go to that area, which could be like 30 miles from the city, and you start driving around and look for small businesses like gas stations or dry cleaners or nail salons and all that stuff. And you, once you see them, you pull your car over and go into the business, and you ask to speak to the manager and kind of tell him, hey, listen, I'm here to fix your electricity rates. And most of them freak out because they have no idea who you are, what you want. And they had probably seen a lot of dudes like you trying to sell them things. So they immediately hate you, and they don't want to talk to you. So you really got to push forward and sort of not even weasel your way in. You got to force your way in. You got to be really aggressive and sometimes inconsiderate for people's feelings. Impress them as much as you can to sort of, you know, force their hands to sign that contract. And I've said awful things in the past about people, and we need plagues and stuff, and a lot of dumb people are not moving the progress forward. And these are just objective observations, okay? I don't like being a dick to people. I kind of respect people's feelings and or their business, and I would never want to be a person who goes and bothers people in order for me to gain something. If I'm to gain something from you, I have to provide you with something that you would enjoy or you need. And with that type of job, you know, sometimes you do help them out. Sometimes you lower their rates. You know, they save a few bucks, which is great. But sometimes you can't really lower their rates that much, but you still want to lock that contract because that's how you make money. You paid commission. There's no salary. That you gotta become a dick, you know. I gotta go and push people around. And for some people, that could be the right job to do. Not for me. I feel bad doing that to people. And I realized, okay, all the people who don't care about other people's feelings and how they feel, and they have that blinders on, their only goal is to succeed themselves and fuck the other ones. I think these are the people who are actually succeeding. There is no one having mindset to be polite and considerate and never intrude or never offend people. those people are fucked. And I thought that I have the mental capacity to really change my personality if I... And I do. I mean, I could do the job, but I would hate myself. And I already hate myself enough, so I don't know if I need to hate myself more. And also, if you told me, oh yeah, you earned that money for sure. If that's your salary, you make $1,500 a week, just go and bother people. But your salary is locked. Yeah, I could go and bother them then, yeah. But me bothering them and not knowing if I'm going to make any money today because I'm only paid commission, that's too much things to consider. And I just thought, fuck it, you know. I'll quit while I'm still in training because this is shit. And I still have the trucks things. I was supposed to tell my boss that I'm quitting, but what I did was actually let myself away back. But I agreed to just drive the weekends and do the new job on the weekdays. And, I talked to my boss already and told him, hey, listen, I might be back full time. He goes, oh, okay, better for me then. My boss is that cool. He goes, yeah, okay. Great. If you didn't like it, didn't like it. Fuck it, come back. So I guess I'll be doing trucking again. Can't escape it. I can't escape. Again, don't know how to talk. Fuck. So, yeah, that's what I was trying to get to. This is what I was trying to tell you about. I don't know why it took me 17 minutes to get to the point and somehow, start talking about Donald Trump's pussy grabbing ritual. I don't know. It's hard to do a job if you don't have a passion for it. You know, no matter what you do, you got to find a thing that you want to do and do it. And that's important. That's important in acting. They teach you how to get into character by discovering what the character wants. That's important, the want. And when you have a strong want, that's what drives you forward. That's when you have obstacles in your way, you learn how to go around them because you have a set goal. But if you just do a job just to do the job, and if it's a nasty job that has a lot of obstacles, all those obstacles are harder to overcome because the driving force is not there. You go, okay, why do I have to overcome that? When the reward at the end is not satisfying to me. This is when you work a shitty job that you don't want to do. If you have a job that you're passionate about, if you want to be an energy broker and that's your passion, that's what you want to do, you don't care that you bother people. Your goal is to get those contracts, to make that money. But you got to be that type of person. You got to want it. If you don't want it, then it becomes you think about ruining people's days by just showing up at their doorstep without, you know, making any appointments or anything. It's like Jehovah's Witnesses if they understood electricity. You know what I mean? It's kind of, you know what I'm talking about. So just, it's good. Find yourself something that you really, really like and start doing that. I guess that's the only way to be happy, I guess. So, fuck it. I'll leave you with that. Hopefully you have a good week, and I'll talk to you in a few days. Bye.